is budget heavy, but we do want to talk about some things that, you know, ka hari te ngākau, ka piki te wairua, and, you know, sometimes when we are feeling a little low, we talk about food, or maybe we just eat it. And to talk more to us about this is Tere, aka Matakai Foodie. No mai hoki mai. Welcome back, sis.
Kia ora.
Hey, it's been a while, and I won't lie, there's a couple of foods that I've tried, and I was like, man, I wonder if this sister's tried this, and now I've completely forgotten what they all are.
Oh, no.
But hey, how's it been? How you been doing?
I've been good, thank you. Yeah, busy as well. Been super busy, work, and then a few collabs here and there, but yeah, no, it's been good.
That's right. I think the last time you came on, you shared with us that you were doing some collabs. You couldn't quite say who it was with just yet, but are we allowed to know what's happening yet?
Yep, so I had a few with, I don't know if you've seen on my Instagram and TikTok. So the last collab that I had was with Burger King. And then, yeah, I've had some with HelloFresh. And then a few other smaller ones, which I've still yet to post. It just gets, you know, a little bit overwhelming.
Lol. How does something like that come about? So they would have hit you up and something, and then so what happens? You have some of their client, you talk about it, or what is it?
Yep. So most of the time, or you know, an agency, whoever's looking after that business's socials. Either a PR agency or the actual business themselves, they'll reach out. And then it's up to me to decide whether I want to say yes to a collab or not. I do try and keep the collabs similar to my current branding. So, like, you know, obviously truth and honesty, I'll send it through. And if the client's not happy with it, well, they want me to alter or change a few things, I'm like, yeah, nah.
No. I'm going to speak my truth.
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty cool, sis. And those aren't small brands. They're pretty big. So congratulations to you for those collabs. And again, ko te mā, if you want to go have a look and check that out, you can go find that on Matakai Foodie on Instagram and TikTok. Got to support the sis. And actually, you know what? She does good all by herself. She's amazing. Hey, you know, I don't know if you know too much, but at the moment, the budget was announced by the coalition government, or by Finance Minister Nicola Willis today. And of course, that generally impacts our food industry, that impacts our housing, that impacts our education, all of those things. You know, on a serious but not serious note, I did wonder for you in regards to budgeting in general, how do you budget so that you can go out and have, like, if you're not sponsored and you do have to go out and buy the food, how do you budget for that? Or are you just rich?
Oh, girl, I wish. Do you know what's funny is, you know, I don't mean to sound uppity, but 3/4 of the time, you know, the stuff that we do, that when we go out and do our collabs, my partner and I, it is, you know, it is gifted or invites. And the one time that we went out as a family, you know, we went out to Dominion Road, I couldn't believe, I think we got a main meal each and maybe 2 side dishes, and that came up to 120. And usually Dominion Road is known for its cheap eats.
Yeah.
I can fully understand that cost of living is kicking everyone in the butt at the moment. But no, yeah, personally, like, if you notice, a lot of the food that I spend at aren't at, like, major fancy restaurants. They're kind of just mid-range pricing, where I'd say, like, a main would be maybe, like, $15 to $20. And in terms of, like, budget, if I'm really, I'd say, have no money at all, which I can, like, you know, about $5 in my account, there's a place called Everybody Eats. I don't know if you've heard of it. There's two places. So one in Onehunga and the other one is in Glen Innes, I think it is. They've got 2 restaurants, and they have guest professional chefs that come in and cook a 3-course meal. And then, yeah, it's just a koha, so you pay as you feel meal. And, yeah, I mean, if I have $5 on me, then I pay $5. So a lot of the food that they have at those restaurants, food that supermarkets were still good food, we're going to throw away. And they make some really pretty decent meals as well. So, yeah, definitely recommend that place if you're super tight on budget. And then, obviously, buying food, I guess, with there's nothing that, you know, can of tuna and rice can.
Let's go. Let's go the budget. Golden. Actually, my favourite on the budget, when you're just fully scraping. We spoke about this a couple times, actually. When you're on that final $5, that final $5, and, you know, not all of us get to, you know, go out and try some Kai or something like that. But even if you do, I'm sure yeah. you're similar. When you're on that last $5 or whatever you shouldn't be spending and you've got nothing else, you know, you maybe shouldn't spend anything. And this is like after you get paid and you've got 5 days left to go and all your bills and everything just disappeared and you've got that last yep. bit of coins left. We were saying, interestingly enough, people will buy a pie or buy something that they absolutely don't even really want to eat. They just don't know what else to do. So,
yeah,
so you just
yep.
do that.
Yep, a pie is always good. or like, come out to Southside. They have the $10 combos, $5 combos. yeah. They've got like the fish and chips. That's another place.
Yes.
Otara's got some. Yeah, I mean, it's not the healthiest, but you know, it'll feed you.
we know the drill.
Yeah.
hey, what's coming up for you next?
Yeah, I've got a few places. I'm actually going out to dinner tonight. So I'm going to a place called Dangdaemun, which is a Korean eatery. So that'll be good. Apparently it's really popular. So just going out with a couple of other foodies, just catching up and see what they're up to. And then this weekend I've got jam-packed again. So this week I'm pretty full on with eateries. And I think I'm just going to, I'll be honest, I'm going to slow it down on the collabs just because it's, yeah, health first. Nice. So I have a few collabs coming up with actual, with healthy eating, a few low-carb ready-made meals, so I'll be testing that. And then, yeah, you guys will get to see my review for these low-carb ready-made meals. And they're actually affordable too, it's about $10 a container. So yeah, if you're onto the health buzz, which I think everybody seems to be doing 75 hard these days, that could be another option.
That's a good one. That's not too bad. And what was the Korean place you were talking about?
Dangdaemun?
Dangdaemun.
Yeah, Dangdaemun. Yeah, okay. I think it's on, I want to say Lawn Street, but I don't think on High Street. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, oh, yeah. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. No, it is. I've been there. So good. It's crazy good.
Oh, yeah, is it?
You know,
oh,
you got to cool. have the soju while you're there.
Yeah. Oh, of course. You know me.
Got to have it. Got to have
one
it.
One glass won't hurt.
Yeah. No, because it's such a nice bottle. You think you're only supposed, you can drink the whole thing like a normal bottle.
No,
you got to take them in shots. Let's just pace it.
Funny. Yep. So I have, you know, Korean foodies that are friends and, you know, me being a coconut that didn't know, I thought, oh, yeah, this is like an RTD. And she's like, you know, I don't understand why you guys drink it like an RTD over here. In Korea, you have it as a shot. So it's supposed to be a shot. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, no, don't drink it like that.
Yeah.
You're supposed to drink it as a shot.
And people often forget, yeah. Well, like, they don't know why they've gotten really, like, all drunk or something.
Whano, drunk, exactly.
Whano,
yep.
It's a shot.
Into that.
Yeah. It's yeah. a full-on shot. Like, you can't be sculling that business, but, you know. Hey, each to their own fun. Now, Jakes, stick to the culture. Hey, sis, it's been really cool talking to you, and we'll catch up with you in the next couple of weeks. But, it's been lovely catching up with you.
Thank you.
Ka kite. There you have it. That's Matakai foodie, Tere, who comes on every now and then just to, you know, so we can live vicariously through her taste buds.